Hundreds of parties were held all around the world today as astronomers gathered to watch an event streamed live from Washington, D.C. It was the unveiling of some new pictures of our universe. The Vera C. Rubin Observatory was finally ready for prime time.
This is the first image that we are unveiling to the whole world today.
A screen next to the project leader, Jelko Ivacic, showed the black sky packed full of galaxies and stars. But then the picture zoomed out to reveal that the image was 50 times bigger, with about 10 million galaxies visible. NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce joins us now to talk about why giant pictures like this one will transform astronomy. Hi, Nell.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good. Okay, so my understanding is that this observatory has, like, the biggest digital camera in the world?
Indeed. It is the size of a car. It's a 3,200 megapixel camera. And so to display a full image, you really need like 400 ultra high definition TV screens. There is just so much detail. The human eye and mind can't really take it in. You have to kind of zoom in and out and kind of explore the image piece by piece.
That is so cool. Okay, so why is that something that astronomers wanted?
It's part of an effort to basically capture everything that changes in the sky over time. So instead of pointing a telescope at just one little cosmic object that you know you want to look at, the idea here is that you just take in everything. And that way you notice stuff happening that you otherwise never would have spotted. And so to do that, you've got this big camera attached to a big telescope. They're perched on a mountaintop in Chile. And the whole observatory is designed to point and shoot super fast.
Wow.
So that in a few days, it can cover the entire southern sky. And it has these automatic data systems that analyze the pictures and detect anything that changes and sends out alerts to astronomers.
Like what? Like what kinds of changes do scientists hope to see?
Basically anything that goes bump in the night. So anything that moves or changes in brightness, exploding stars, asteroids. They've already discovered over 2,000 new asteroids. They expect to discover millions more. They could see interstellar objects, stuff coming in from solar systems, maybe even another planet in our solar system, like way off in the distance.
Whoa. Okay. This telescope is named after Vera Rubin, obviously, who was an astronomer famous for her work on dark matter. Did I get that right?
That's right, yeah. So this is the first major publicly funded U.S. astronomy facility to be named after a woman. And
woohoo!
It was built with money from the National Science Foundation, the Department of Energy. Lots of groups worked on it. It's been almost 30 years since it was first proposed by this scientist named Tony Tyson. I saw him at the unveiling and I asked him how he was feeling.
I feel amazed because we knew in principle that all of this data will contain that information, but actually seeing it visually blows your mind.
The scale of these images did seem to leave people a little dazed. There was a lot of quiet murmuring, but, you know, it's going to get even bigger and bigger because it's basically going to watch the sky for 10 years, collecting so many images you could basically make like a time-lapse movie.
That is so cool. And that is NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce. Thank you so much, Nell.
Thank you.